News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the government's new digital ID plan for social media users has been labelled as intrusive, illegal, and the potential to cause an expensive national embarrassment. One of the person making those comments is TJ McIntyre, Associate Professor at the School of Law, UCD, Solicitor and Chair of Digital Rights Ireland. He joins us now. TJ, what's wrong with the idea of asking people to download a smartphone app to verify their age before accessing platforms such as Facebook, Instagram and potentially pornographic material?
Right. So it's worth saying that this is basically unprecedented. Nothing like this has been tried. We've seen mention of the Australian system, which is a completely different thing. It doesn't involve government verification at all. It's done privately by individual companies. But think for a moment about how your kids, if you have them, use social media. Think about, for example, you know, the local GAA club and they're checking fixture times, or think about how they find out what's going on in some other local community event, or how maybe you find out whether the schools are open today on this frosty morning. There's lots of uses like that that children would be banned from if you take this seriously. Likewise, you can think about the practicalities. This is talking about compelling everybody in the country to install a smartphone app. What about the 5% or so of the population who don't have that? I mean, is granny not going to be able to view photographs of the family online anymore because she doesn't have a smartphone? This is something.
Well, surely granny has a grandson or a granddaughter that can do that in a matter of seconds. Like, the point is,
you said,
think about it for a second. I've thought about it. I'm kind of willing to do that because I'd rather have a benign government holding a small amount of information about me and meaning that kids can't easily access porn, for example. I think that's a tiny price worth paying.
The problem with that is it sounds fine in the abstract, but this isn't something that has been thought about at all. This is a headline-grabbing policy designed to advance political careers. If this has been thought about, we would have had public consultation, we'd have official reports into it, we'd have expert evidence on what is and what isn't feasible. Instead, we have a headline, and like all headlines, they sound great if you don't have to worry about the details. But the moment you look at the details, this becomes entirely impractical and unworkable.
So what is the problem? What's your concern about what the government might do?
So let's get one example. Your social media browsing history is a very interesting one, because now we know that the US government will be, from next year apparently onwards, demanding 5 years worth of your social media history before assessing whether you can enter the US. Mm-hmm. Have you said anything nasty about Donald Trump? Well, in that case, you probably won't be going to see your friends and family in the US.
Yeah.
There's a problem here with acts creating vast pools of data on individuals which can be abused. And you don't say, well, what is the problem with creating vast pools of data?
Well, is that
you say,
data what is the justification for it? Is that data not there already?
No, it's not. What's more, it is illegal to collect it in the manner that's being proposed. You know, there's an assumption, a rather naive assumption on the part of government, who don't appear, frankly, to know much about how this operates, that you can do all of this on the basis of the ministerial stroke of a pen without thinking about the logistics or legality of it.
How is it illegal?
So you're proposing to do three multiple different things here. One of them is to say, right, people under 16 or whatever the cutoff age will be are prohibited from viewing the local GAA club fixture list or whatever.
Yeah, but that's not what they're saying.
That's exactly what is being proposed.
Is that a little disingenuous, though? I mean, what they're trying to do here is stop kids accessing material online that they shouldn't be accessing. I mean, is there a danger here of letting good be the enemy of great, or is it great be the enemy of good? I can never remember which. You know the point I'm making. That it's not perfect, but it's better than the alternative.
So there is a politician's syllogism which goes like this. We must do something. This is something. Therefore, we must do this. We've seen in Ireland a lot of expensive, ill-thought-out government IT projects. And this, I think, is exactly an example of that. The problem is you're stepping in here to defend something where they haven't done the homework. They don't have any proposals, concrete proposals in place. There's no official reports. There's no consultation with experts. It's a wing and a prayer approach. This is going to be the kind of expensive boondoggle from the people who gave you the children's hospital applied in the internet space.
TJ McIntyre, Associate Professor of School of Law at UCD, Solicitor and Chair of Digital Rights Ireland. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.